From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres. York Regional Police Constable James Dixon from the Marine Unit shared some tips for safe boating week.
Not even necessarily just boats that we have to worry about. It's also things like paddle boards and people on flotation devices. You got to remember Lake Simcoe, obviously being a shallow lake, is very prone to changes in weather. We get these big waves that can definitely be dragging people out. And that's why we are constantly harping on personal flotation devices. We see a lot of compliance. Everybody out on the water generally has the life jackets in the boat, but especially for adults, we don't see them wearing it, and we definitely want to harp on the fact that you never know when you're going to be falling off that boat and into the water.
Stay safe while enjoying the lake this summer. The town of Georgina is continuing its 2026 curbside giveaway program, encouraging residents to place reusable items such as furniture, books, and small appliances at the curb on select days from April through October. In addition, Georgina has introduced a new scheduled large item pickup service and reminded residents Blue Box Recycling is now managed by Circular Materials as part of Ontario's province-wide recycling transition. A new mixed-use development could soon be coming to Beaverton if approval moves ahead in the township of Brock. The proposal for 482 Osborne Street includes a three-story building with one commercial space on the ground floor, 10 residential units above, and 23 parking spaces. Township staff recommended approval of the zoning amendment application earlier this month. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres.